I'll do the intro, then you do the sponsor. Okay. And then we'll do the recap.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Deborah.
Hi, it's Therapist Kelly.
So exciting to see you. Happy New Year, Happy my New friend. Year.
I know.
2016. It's hard to believe it goes so fast.
I told you I went to bed at 9:30.
I almost went to bed 12 hours later than you did.
I love it. I was like, I want to be you. And that is the coolest thing I've ever heard because literally I'm in bed by 9:30.
I have to remember that I'm not 25 anymore. And because I was in Las Vegas and just had the hoopla of a time. My niece and her boyfriend got engaged last week. So we went there and we celebrated with them too. And we had great dinners. And we saw the retired cats from the Siegfried and Roy show. You know, the large cats. I'll show you pictures later. They are so amazing. Cool. So we had a blast. It was fun. Happy to be back. Need to rest up. So excited to be here today.
Yeah, but I love it. You're like, I don't want to, you know, I'm not 25. I'm not like 85. You know what I mean? Like, maybe we just need to meet in the middle somewhere.
Well, we have always threatened that someday you and I are going to go take like a little girls retreat somewhere.
I am 100% serious.
And I'll make you do it more my way. You can give me a little bit of your yoga and all that
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly.
We're going to go have like a party time.
Sounds great.
Hey, if you'd like to give us a call during the show, please do so at 323-203-0815. And Kelly, share some of that exciting news we have about our new sponsor.
We have
officially.
A new sponsor. So exciting. It's Kim Gold. She is the author of the business memoir Gold Standard, How to Rock the World and Run an Empire. This book is called A Front Row Seat to a Huge Upheaval, not only in her own life, but in American business, as it comes to grips with the kind of woman who is here to change the game. Leah Remini says Kim's achievements in the business will leave one in awe. That's a given. And Mark Burnett notes that Kim always takes action on her instincts and seems to win time and time again. So The Gold Standard by Kim Gold is available on Amazon.com now.
And welcome to our show, Kim, as our sponsor.
Yes.
We're so excited. And periodically, we were going to have Kim on the show for a quick segment so she can tell us more about her different adventures and her charities and things like that.
Really
all
cool
around
stuff.
Fabulous, fabulous
woman.
Woman. Last week was really fun. We had one of your favorite books, The Worry Cure, and that was by Dr. Robert Leahy.
Yeah.
He was awesome. But you know what my favorite part of the show was? When he talked about the cats.
Cats.
That and is I will not forget it. It's does it feel good? Does it not feel good? What do I want? And what's next?
That's so funny because I totally forgot about that part. I'm really into this book. I've been reading it cover to cover. It's fantastic. And yeah, I definitely would recommend if you have any anxiety or worry. It's a really great self-help book.
And now I'm too excited. We just have to introduce
our
next guest.
Bust it open.
So our guest today is just such a treat. It's such a treat.
Yeah.
This is Anthony William. He was born with the unique ability to converse with a top-level spirit who provides him with extraordinarily accurate health information that's often far ahead of its time. Since age 4, when he shocked his family by announcing that his symptom-free grandmother had lung cancer, which medical testing soon confirmed, Anthony has been using his gift to read people's conditions and tell them how to recover their health. His unprecedented accuracy and success rate have earned him the trust and love of thousands worldwide, among them movie stars, rock stars, billionaires, best-selling authors, etc. And Anthony has also become an invaluable resource to doctors who need help solving their most difficult cases. And he's here to talk to us about his new book, which is on the New York Times bestseller list. Medical Medium, Secrets Behind Chronic and Mystery Illness, and How to Finally Heal. Welcome, Anthony.
It's great being here. This is great. I'm so excited.
We think what you do is so freaking cool. Like, I'm so amazed. It's absolutely incredible.
I think what you guys do is amazing.
Let's switch.
Well, we all heal in our own ways, right? And so we feel good about what we do, but this is just so exciting. And when I was reading the intro to the first chapter of your book, I swear I was in tears. I just couldn't believe what a story that you have. And we want to hear that story so badly, but we also want to know what the hell you see with us.
Oh, exactly.
But yeah, how do we do that?
It all started with me. I'm at age four. You know, I heard a voice, and it was perfectly clear. Like your friends standing next to you are with you, just like Kelly's talking to you, Deborah, and vice versa. So, I heard this voice, and the voice said it was going to be with me for the rest of my life, and was never going to go away. And that much was true, without a doubt. And from there on, I've had to hear this voice telling me what's going on with people. In fact, at age four, this voice, which I call Spirit, told me that my grandmother had lung cancer. So, you know, I slid off my chair at the dinner table and walked up to her and put my hand on her and pronounced, you know, Grandma has lung cancer. And that's where it all started. And then they brought her and they found out she did. And basically, the bottom line, it's been like that ever since. You know, I've had to grow up dealing with this and living with this. So, yeah, I mean, it can put you into tears when you read about some of the aspects of it, for sure. It's pretty intense.
Yeah, and I imagine that along the way you've gotten sort of a medical education, right? Because you still have to know some of the things that are going on medically, even though you didn't go to medical school.
No, but I would think not necessarily. Maybe the words just come and he doesn't have to know per se.
Well, yeah, I have no education at all with any kind of medical field on any level, or any kind of nutritional or anything on any level. In fact, not one thing at all. And because the information comes perfectly clear at all times, so the information is there. Mm-hmm. So I don't need. And the thing is, if I had a medical understanding, or you know, it doesn't mean that medical understanding is right. There's 200 million people in America alone with symptoms and sicknesses, and they don't have any answers. Mm-hmm. So it kind of worked out in the favor for everyone, really, because Spirit gives me the information to what's really going on in people and what's causing everything, their brain fog, their aches and pains, their dizziness, you know, the vertigo, the menieres, the, you know, everything, joint pain and, you know, depression, all these different things that we deal with. Spirit tells me really what's going on with each person so that, you know, it moves past the labels people get, where it's a misdiagnosis of a label or a misunderstanding, or so I've been lucky not to have to do any kind of training or school or anything, because Spirit has all the information to help someone. And you know what? We send people to doctors. That's the whole point is look, people come to me and Spirit says, this is what's going on. You go to your doctor and you tell them this is what's happening. And that's how it's been all these years.
This is
wow. And even the recovery methods, the healing methods, is also delivered to you through the Spirit?
All delivered through Spirit, every bit of it, exactly. Everything someone needs to get, you know, to get to the recovery state, to what's going on, to what they have to do, to where they have to go. Wow. It all comes through, and it always has been, and it's been quite a curse since I was little.
And do you hear
that's
it?
What I
And you hear it auditorially, or do you see it, or how does it come to you,
well,
Spirit?
What makes it really different out of any kind of like person who's an intuitive or a medium is I hear the voice clear from the outside of the body. So what this means is there's no channeling going on. It's not intuition I'm using. I mean, I do have intuition, just like we all do. But the difference is it comes perfectly clear, regardless of what state I'm in, whether I'm tired or exhausted or sad about something or upset. It doesn't matter. The information will come through at all times, wherever I am. So if I go on the plane, have to have my assistant with me because I'm going to get a reading on 150 people walking by in the aisle. So it's nonstop. It doesn't stop.
Wow.
It's from the outside of the body, which means it can't be turned off ever.
My God.
It's not like, you know, it's not like when people do channel and they get the information whether they like it or not. True, but they do have moments of peace. They can turn it off. They can live their life. They can be around multitudes and multitudes of people and not have it nonstop all the time like it does. It just it's relentless the way it comes through.
Okay, now, this question isn't on the list, and you don't have to answer it. Then what do you do when you're having sex with your wife?
that's a question that obviously, yeah, you know, that people think for sure. I mean, I've been asked that question before, so you're not the only one.
Is
there you go.
Funny.
But, yeah, you know, spirit's around, bottom line.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Okay. So kind of a gift and a curse at the same
exactly.
time, right?
I can so see it.
Well, you know what it is? Spirit, you know, Spirit knows that I've already done readings on everyone in my family at all times, so it's already there. So unless there's a new condition developing, then Spirit will talk.
Right. That makes sense.
If there's no new condition developing with a loved one that's close to me, mm-hmm. then, you know, there you go.
Okay, so I have so many questions also. Can you give us a little rundown of maybe your favorite stories about, you know, people that you've dealt with?
Well, you know, my whole thing is when you get people answers and you give them direction, it's like, you know, there's people out there that have suffered and suffered. I mean, decades of not getting the answers. And then what's worse is they have a child. That child grows up. 20 years later, that child has the same problems as the mother, and you would think it would be solved by now. I've had parents tell me, moms tell me, they say, I would have never thought, Anthony, that when I was diagnosed with, you know, fibromyalgia, or when I was diagnosed with lupus, or when I was diagnosed with MS, I would have never thought 20 years later that my own child would have similar symptoms and still there wouldn't be an answer.
Wow.
And this is what's going wrong right now. There's some great mistakes happening in chronic illness. And I'm not talking about heart transplants. That's amazing. I'm not talking about when someone has an aneurysm and a robot can remove it out of people's brains now. Neurosurgeons can do that. That's incredible. You know, that part of medicine is coming in great leaps and bounds. Everything chronic illness is just, it's not coming anywhere. To tell you the truth, it's getting worse. That's the problem. In fact, more and more people are getting sick. More and more people are getting fatigued. More and more people are struggling and suffering physically with chronic illness than ever before in history. So we have a great divide. We have a really big problem on our hands.
Oh, I found it fascinating in reading the section on Lyme's disease and how you basically just busted open the entire field of understanding Lyme's disease as having come from ticks and the dozen.
Yeah, the truth. Yeah. You know, that's a big one.
That's a huge one.
Yeah, the truth has to come out in order for people to, A, you know, be protected. It also for people to move forward and get better, it has to come out. I mean, it was one of the things with writing this book. I didn't want to write this book. I was like, no, I just don't want to do it. I don't want to put this thing out here. And Spirit said, it has to go out now because things are getting worse with chronic illness. And there's a lot of misconceptions driving people in the wrong directions. Mm-hmm. This has to go out there now. And if look, if someone says, well, what does he know? What does the big Mr. Medical Medium know? Okay, sure. Yeah, well, then tell that to the people who are suffering. Tell that to the mother that can't get out of bed and take care of her children and she's been to 20 doctors. Why don't you direct that to her? Yeah. Why don't you direct that to her doctor? See, what happens is, you know, this is serious stuff. This is about people's well-being. This is about their health. This is about getting them help. This is about watching their back. This is about being there for them and getting them what they need. So I said to Spirit, I'm going to put this book out. I don't care how controversial it is because it's a controversial book. Mm-hmm. It really is. It just has to get out there.
I think it's fantastic.
Well, we're so excited that Spirit talked to you. And if you need us to put in a good word, we're happy to do so.
It's really funny.
We're telling you that tell Spirit that he's doing it. Is it a he or a she? We don't know, right? It's just sort of a...
he's a he.
It's a he. Yeah. Okay. All right. That he is doing a fabulous job through you. So you're like, you've like have a bug in your ear all the time. Be like somebody who was an informant for the
like
CIA.
CIA. Exactly.
Well, when I was... Yeah, and when I was a child, I said, well, are you God? And Spirit said, no. Spirit said, I'm not God. I'm not an angel. I was never a person. I'm not human. I was never a human.
Uh-huh.
So Spirit said, I'm not a spirit guide. I'm not any of these things. What I am is the living word compassion. So I had to digest that as I was younger, saying, I don't get it. So you're a word? And you're a living word? And Spirit said, yeah, I'm the word compassion. I'm the living essence, the living word of compassion. And so that's all I've been ever told by this voice that talks to me. And so I've had to try to, since being young, try to develop that compassionate side. Because when I was younger, I was like, why do I have to care? You know, why do I have to care about people? You know, I remember being 8, 9, 10 years old. So why do I have to be worried about people's health? You know, why do I have to be sitting in the classroom and then a classmate next to me, spirit says, hey, this classmate's coming down with meningitis. And then I went to the teacher and I complained. I said, look, you know, I said, this classmate has meningitis. And the teacher said, that can't be possible. She interviewed the child right there. Child says, I'm fine. I don't know what that word even means. And then later on that night, child got 105 temperature and wasn't in school the next day and was diagnosed at the emergency room with meningitis. And I said to spirit, why do I have to care?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Of course you have to care, but... So I had to develop compassionate skills. I had to work hard on it because this wasn't my path, the path that I wanted. You know, I mean, I didn't want to go this direction when I was a child, having to live with this every day. You know, I would climb the tallest trees and I would carve messages in the trunks at the top saying, you know, God, stop, you know, stop the middleman that's talking to me. Stop spirit from talking to me because I'm done with this. And then I remember I was carving at it. I was 100 feet up on a tree and I carved, I want to be free. And I slipped off the branch.
I love this. Yeah.
And I was hanging on dear life, though. I climbed down and I was defeated. I had many moments in my life completely defeated by this. And I had to just say, you know what? I have to do this. This is where I'm going. This is what I got to do. And I've devoted my whole life to making sure people get answers.
Oh, and your story about Augustine, also known as August, your dog.
Wow.
Yes. That was the turning point, Deborah. Mm-hmm. That was when I was at this point where I was doing this work. And I was sick and tired of doing this work already, and I was young.
Yeah.
And I was already sick and tired of doing it, where I couldn't take it anymore. Now, we had people knocking at the door in the middle of the night for answers for their health.
Oh,
we had moms holding children in their arms at 2 a.m. knocking at the door.
Wow.
I was at this point where I was like, okay, you know what? I don't know if I can do this anymore. And we were walking on the beach.
Uh-huh.
My dog went into this icy cold bay. It was late fall. The water was frigid cold.
Oh.
And my dog, August, was not coming back. I took off my boots, took off my jacket, and I jumped in.
Wow.
And halfway out there, spirit said, as I got numb and was freezing up and couldn't function anymore as I was out there, spirit said, you did it. You went too far. Are you happy? Because you can't go back. You can't go forward. This is the end of you right here. And that moment was when I had it out with spirit, where every single bit of emotional, you know, feelings and emotions of having to deal with this gift all through my childhood, everything else around it. And I had it out with spirit and I was screaming out there. And spirit allowed me to get my dog. And when, you know, it's in the story what happened, where an angel was involved and I got to shore. But that was a turning point to saying, you know, when that happened and I got my dog back and I said to spirit, thank you. It was the first time I ever thanked spirit. Yeah. And then I had to realize, okay, let's go for the ride. Wherever it's going to go, we're going to go full force with this. Get people the answers they need. I'm going to do whatever I can.
So we're talking right now with Anthony William. He is the author of Secrets Behind Chronic and Mystery Illness and How to Finally Heal, Medical Medium. And you're listening to the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show.
And if you have any questions for us, feel free to call in at 323-203-0815. Well, Anthony, you're so amazing. Do you think you could launch into telling Kelly and me a little bit about us?
Anything you say.
Well, I mean, you guys are healthy. Spirit's not giving me anything scary, so don't worry. I mean, Deborah, you have a low thyroid, so that's got to be addressed someday.
Okay.
So, you know, we can figure out ways of doing that, too. And Kelly, you've had adrenal problems on and off over the years. These are just the things that Spirit have already told me so far. And both of you have food allergies. One person has different ones. The other person has other ones, and so that's what's happening there. But I don't see anything scary, anything, you know, that's you know, spooky. But overall, yeah, and there are some things you need to do, though, without a doubt. Like, you know, Kelly, the adrenals have to be amped up, so we're, you know, we can work on that over time.
Okay.
Deborah, the whole thing with the thyroid, it is low. But and the other things are going, like, Kelly, you got a cyst
on the ovary.
Yeah, in the ovary area, in the reproductive area, you got a cyst.
Okay.
So that's, you know, something we can talk about another time too. But it's not scary. It doesn't look bad. Spirit didn't say anything that's leading me to be, concerned.
Okay.
Phew.
I know. I love
this. We can go on with the show now.
Okay. But I do have a question about my younger son who has had diarrhea. I talk about it all the time on the show, and I'm curious if you're getting anything on that front because I cannot figure out what it is.
And you've been everywhere? Have you taken him to places?
Yeah.
Have you taken
him? Yeah, GIs, and he's just had this diarrhea since August on and off.
Yeah, yeah. Spirit's telling me it's called spastic colon.
Okay.
So what he has a colon that's in hyper mode.
Okay.
That's what's occurring right now. So that means that a toxin entered into it a while back, and the body went into this process of trying to eliminate it, but it never shut off. So the body still is in that spastic mode of wanting to rid this toxin. So it's like automated. It's like constantly happening. Have you tried different things for him?
I mean, I've tried probiotics. I've eliminated dairy. You know, tried to lower fiber, tried to increase fiber. I've kind of done the whole thing. But yeah, I'm open to any recommendations.
So yeah, Spirit says you have to take an aloe vera leaf. It's pretty simple. It's straightforward and easy. You got to take the aloe leaf and you have to slice it open.
Okay.
And you have to scoop out the gel inside the leaf.
Okay.
And what you do is you do like a quarter of the leaf, you know, the big ones. You can get them at the supermarket.
Okay.
You do a quarter of a leaf, put that in a blender with a little bit of water, and he should drink that once a day, every single day.
Okay.
And that's an antispasmatic. That will eventually start halting the breaks and calming the whole thing down, because that's what's happening here. It's a combination between nerves around the colon and inflammation at the same time caused by a pathogen that he had, like a toxin that he had a while back. So this will go away.
Fantastic.
Oh,
now, you've saved me so much money on diapers.
Oh,
I can't
my gosh.
Even
and by the way, I'm going to save you more money because I have a thriving aloe vera plant at home. So I will bring
perfect.
You a bunch.
Oh, my God. Could you?
Yes, of course.
And you may not have one. You may not have one at home anymore if you keep on cutting pieces off those. So now you're going to lose your plant.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I'll grow another one. It's okay. Kelly's worth anything to
me.
You're
so sweet. That's how I feel. Okay, and one final question. I won't hog it anymore. My older son has ADHD, and I'm wondering any thoughts around that or anything you see with my older son. That any recommendations? Both my boys are super wild and hyper, and I'm open to any advice or supplements or anything.
Well, super wild and hyper. I mean, are they happy?
They better be. I treat them damn good, let me tell you.
Well, I'm hoping they're happy because that's important. So if it's going to be, you know, super duper hyper, happy is really good involved with it, of course.
Yes.
How long has it been like that with him?
Both kids are very wild. My older son, like, came out the womb wild and kind of nuts. But he...
but adorable.
They're both, thank God,
so
they're
adorable.
Cute. Thank God they're cute. But yeah, they both are pretty wild. My younger one is really defiant. My older one is just sort of, he gets a little hyper and not so focused.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what makes him happy? Like, what are the things he likes to do?
My older one?
Yeah.
Okay. He loves, he's kind of like got an engineering brain. So he likes chess and like, he loves like the iPad, electronics, building things. He loves outside.
Okay. And he's getting enough of that? Is there enough going on in his life with that?
I would think so.
Okay. Because, you know, what Spirit's telling me is that, you know, he's accessing a certain part of his brain for all these things that he does love. And what our concern is he getting enough time in them all?
Okay.
Because if he's not, that's when it's going to feel like it has to explode out of him.
Okay. Okay. So I'll do more of those.
That's one thing that you have to do. Another thing too is wheat and dairy. You got to keep wheat and dairy back for a little while.
Okay. Just for the older one?
Yes, for the older one, yep. Wheat and dairy has to be held back, Spirit says. Those are two things, so dairy products of all kinds, and then any kind of wheat. Those are two things that have to be held back.
Okay.
That's important. And and also, he's got a deficiency in the Bs, so on like a B complex, B vitamin, Spirit says, that you got to get a little bit of that in him.
Okay. This is great.
Okay.
And then my younger son, and I swear, this is it. My younger
Kelly
son.
Kelly says this every time we have somebody on who has like the more spiritual or psychic powers. It's like she just, I might as well just be quiet. I'm turn off my mic. Why am I even here?
No, I love it. And I swear, this is it. But my younger son. Can you explain?
No, it's funny. It's the Kelly readings.
Exactly. But I swear, I promise this is it. This is the last one. So my younger son is so defiant. And I'm wondering, like, what is that about? Is it that just he's three? Is it there's something going on I should know about?
No, I'm doing a scan now to see. So he's 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're doing a scan. Has a sluggish liver. So he has what we call a baby liver, sluggish baby liver. So that is occurring with him. So he does have something happening.
Okay.
It's a hot liver, it's stagnant, it's sluggish. That's going to make him defiant.
Okay.
So food-wise, mm-hmm. Foods that actually, you have to keep them hydrated, number one. So foods that have, like, water in them.
Okay.
So this is important to flush the liver and kind of get rid of toxins, and especially with the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things does he like? Juices? Does he like...
Yeah.
He won't drink any water, right? Not at three.
No, he will. He would drink
a
water.
Little bit.
Yeah,
well, it's amazing. yeah, a little bit of water, a little bit more than normal.
Okay,
the more he gets dehydrated, because that's what Spirit's saying. He is chronically dehydrated, and the liver sluggish. The liver's hot. He's just going to get really defiant and cranky, and you know, upset along the way with it all.
Okay.
So more water.
Okay.
Fresh juice is amazing too. I don't know if you can do any fresh cucumber juice. Spirit says that would be incredible.
Oh, I love you. Okay, this is
perfect. And if you bring up the hydration a little bit and you get the cucumber juice in there and you bring a little bit more water in and maybe some fresh apple juice, you know, through a juicer with some fresh apples, anything like that, and you bring this in, you're going to notice a difference, a big swing difference, like all the way to the other side.
Oh, fantastic.
Awesome. We are talking with Anthony William, the medical medium, about his book, Secrets Behind Chronic and Mystery Illness and How to Finally Heal, although we haven't talked that much about the book because we're hogging your time for our own. And since Kelly got to talk about her children, then I will just ask you about my daughter also, Tiffany.
That's so funny.
Go ahead. Tell me what's going on with her.
Nothing really. She's totally into...
She's very healthy.
She's into Ayurvedics. She's studying Ayurvedics. She's doing lots of really cool things. Sometimes she seems to be more tired than one would think of a 23-year-old. So I didn't know if Spirit was seeing anything.
Does she feel that way? Does she feel like she doesn't have enough energy, that she's not, you know, able to do what she needs to do?
Sometimes she feels like, well, you know, she's not a big complainer at all, but I can tell sometimes when I'm speaking to her that she's mm-hmm. she's tired, you know, and I don't know, sometimes for a 23-year-old seems a little extra tired.
Well, tell her in the Ayurvedic she's studying, tell her to look for things that help support the kidney. Her left kidney is weaker than the right. I'm positive from what Spirit's showing me on the scan that that's why she's more tired. It's not even just
kidney.
The adrenals. It's the left kidney.
Okay.
Now, it's not a kidney disease. Spirit's not saying it's a kidney disease. Spirit's not saying you need to run to the doctor because, you know, I'd say, look, you got to go to the medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit's saying that this is the left side of the left kidney is weaker. And for her to you know, approach her teacher maybe, Ayurvedic-wise, get a few different herbs that are for kidney tonic, for strengthening kidney, that would be really good.
Awesome.
Tell her licorice root tea is critical for her right now to bring that in here and there. She's going along with what she's doing.
Beautiful. Yay. Okay.
All right. So
but
back
she,
to-
she looks healthy. She looks healthy. I mean, and that is healthy. You know, sometimes these things are just happening for other reasons, meaning like she might have overextended herself. She might have had some other things going on. Spirit said she did have a really mild type of UTI that was years ago. It doesn't look serious. It wasn't serious then either.
That's totally true, by the way. That's
unbelievable.
True.
This is amazing.
Yeah, and it took a long time
really?
To get rid of it.
God, this is incredible.
Well, Spirit knows. There it goes.
This is absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
oh
wow.
My God.
That's
oh,
true.
You guys are incredible.
You're so cute.
You keep
my God, we love you. Like, I cannot wait to meet you at some point in my life. Okay, but back to your book, because we do want to really promote this. This is an absolutely amazing book, Medical Medium with Anthony William. So can you tell us maybe how someone can begin to heal from a mystery illness? Like, is there like a... You know, a generic.
Yeah. One of the things that's going wrong right now is when we're sick and we're not feeling good and we can't get answers, we blame it on ourselves. You know, we think we manifested it. You know, we think we created it. So we have to be careful there. When you're not feeling good, if anybody's listening that, you know, has been through this where they're not feeling good or they got fatigue or they got, you know, tingles and numbness, aches and pains, migraines, brain fog, whatever it is that's going on, you know, you have to understand that you didn't create it. This is something that's not something that you brought upon yourself. That's critical to know for healing when it comes to this kind of thing. Sure, we can emotionally get ourselves in a mess without a doubt. We can definitely do things in that kind of realm. But you have to understand when you're suffering, when you're dealing with a condition, first thing is, hey, you know, you didn't bring it on yourself. So you've got to lighten the heart. You got to pat yourself on the back. That's number one. Number two, knowing the cause is critical, and that's why I put the book out. Mm-hmm. You have to know the cause. That's half the battle. The reason why people aren't healing out there the way they need to, because they don't know the real cause. So they're being told they have candida, then they're told they have this, then they're told they have Lyme disease, then they're told they're this, and then it's madness. It's on, and people are just going everywhere looking for help. You have to know the cause. That's number one. That's half the battle. And then the rest is knowing what to do with it. And that's what the book's about, really. It's to give people that edge, finally. Something that's not the trend. You know, when we did this, it was like, when Spirit and I did this book, we were like, okay, this isn't where the trend is going. This isn't trendy. Because trendy's not working. That's why everybody's sick.
So
we have to make sure that it's better than the trend. And you know, I'm saying that because it's the truth. It's just that when we deal with the different trends that are happening out there, here's one example. We're told if you have a thyroid problem that you can't eat kale, you can't eat cauliflower, you can't eat broccoli because there's a goitrogen compound in there that slows the thyroid down. That's a misconception. That's wildfire out there. The truth is kale helps heal a thyroid problem. But what no one knows is you would need a 100-pound barrel of broccoli in order to hinder the thyroid with the compound, the goitrogenic compound. So this is another mistake. Mm-hmm. It's to move the madness over so people can get better. That's what the book is for.
You almost scared me there, Anthony, because I love broccoli. It's like my favorite. And you just said I have a thyroid. If I can't eat broccoli, I don't know what I'm going to do.
No, but he's saying it's fine.
It's okay.
Yeah,
all right,
exactly.
I can have my broccoli.
It's totally okay. And what you're going to find is you're going to hear somewhere or someone's going to come on the show and they're going to be like, no, you can't do these goitrogenic foods. You can't do that with your thyroid. And that's one of the mistakes occurring. Look, these mistakes happen. Another mistake is autoimmune. So if you were told you had an autoimmune condition at the doctor's office, that means they're telling you that your body's attacking itself. So when you go to the doctor and you're like, okay, I got Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and what is that? Well, the doctor will say, that is your body attacking your own thyroid. First of all, that's wrong. That's the whole point. It's not correct information. This is a massive mistake in the industry right now. It's blaming people that their body, meaning putting it on people that their body's attacking itself when that's not the truth. What happens is, the reason why people are suffering from these different ailments is there's something else affecting them. There's some other reason, like specifically viruses that attack certain organs and attack our endocrine system. And just because medical research and medical science isn't there yet, they've been putting the blame on us. Okay, autoimmune means your body's destroying itself. Your body's hurting you. And that's another massive mistake in the industry that's stopping people from healing, because the minute you think your body's destroying itself and no one's telling you the truth about what's really wrong, where do you go with that? So this is an example of what, you know, the book releasing the truth about everything.
This is absolutely
so beautiful.
So cool.
And now a word from us about our sponsor. We just want to remind people that this show is sponsored by Kim Gold, the author of the business memoir Gold Standard, How to Rock the World and Run an Empire. And it's an awesome book, and she's awesome. Now back to you, Anthony. Hello.
Yeah, Kim's really awesome. She's a great person.
Do you know her?
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I met her a long time ago. She is just a wonderful person who is doing amazing things.
Yeah, we had her on our show, and it was one of those instant bonds.
Yes,
you know, where you just go,
so cool.
This is it. It's just forever. It's wonderful. So we said, hey, we could use a sponsor. She said, all right.
So, yeah, it worked out really nicely. But you probably
incredible.
Think that was meant to be. It was divine. line, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, I have a question, too, about that. Do you, is it only medical premonitions that you get, or is it, you know, psychic events as well?
No. It's anything and everything. But the reason why it's in the medical is because without our health, without our physical health, we don't have a lot. Like, that's what it's about. Like, you lose your health, and then you lose your freedom.
Right.
You know, so, we can play around in any realm and start looking at things, and I've done that for people, but the main focus with spirit has always been it's health and health-minded, because we need to have that in order to stay here, to be healthy, to do our thing, to live our life, to, you know, to live and grow and accomplish things. We have to have some sort of health, some kind of health in order to do it. And spirit knows that that's the most important. Our children's health means everything.
Yes.
So that's why that's been first.
And I loved how you talked about the three components of us. I think it was the spirit, the heart, and what's the other one?
The soul, the spirit, and the heart.
Yes. So can you say a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, basically what happens is we think spirit is also our soul. We think they're both one thing. They're not. They're actually separate. Spirit is a term like I use, like talking to the voice that I hear. So I use the term spirit because it's easy to understand. It kind of flows, it works, meaning people understand. It feels good to say. But the truth is, I would be saying soul, you know, because that's the whole point is that's what kind of crosses over with us when we leave here. It's our soul. That's who we are. That's the whole bit. It's not our spirit. It's our soul. That's the unit that we are. And spirit is our physical strength when we're here. That's our will. So what that means is, hey, if I want to drink that glass of water and I'm thirsty and I'll do anything to reach over and grab it and drink it, you just use your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was your will. It's your will that's alive. It's that intention. As you're here right now, you want, you know, your intention is, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to accomplish this. Or, hey, I'm going to succeed. Or, hey, I'm going to help someone. That's your spirit being used. That's your intention. And it's like a physical part of you. It gets you up off your couch, gets you moving. Sure. That's your spirit that's working there. Soul, that is the whole other thing. So they work together, but they're not the same thing. So that's a little bit about what that is.
And do you also, can you talk to people who have crossed over, or is it, are you, yes.
Yeah.
No, Anthony, just say no, because Kelly's going to
No, I'm not going to bug you about that. I promise. I'm just curious. No, I won't. But
I have done that for others. Yes. There's no question. I've done that along the way. You know, what it is people have a short amount of time with me, and, you know, they come there with their worst, you know, conditions and their worst problems and their worst fears. And, you know, every minute has to be used for their health and well-being on that level. And then the fun stuff is the crossover stuff, which is fun, but spirit needs, you know, people who have been struggling and suffering, you know, they just need their answers. So I don't do it a lot. It's just once in a while, depending on what situation. But that's interesting, yeah.
And do you, are you like over the whole like medium show, the Long Island Medium? Like, do you watch that, or you feel like, oh, that's too much in my world, I just need a break?
No, you know, what's funny is I'm so proud of mediums out there, and I'm so proud of intuitives out there, because it takes a lot to just say, hey, you know, this is who I am.
Yes.
This is what I'm doing. So when, you know, when people are doing their thing, it still blows me away, though. I'm like, yeah, go, you know, go do it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
yeah,
so
you
cool.
feel happy about it. That's wonderful. Yeah.
And, yeah,
and when you, Anthony, when you were sitting and writing the book, because you talk about it as a we experience with you and spirit. Mm-hmm. Did spirit just sit there with you the whole time talking to you as you were writing?
Absolutely. That's the whole point. That's why there's intricate medical information that's never been known. That's why there's so many different things in there that nobody knows about. Spirit told me, and then I had to write it down. That was the whole point. It's medical information from spirit, because spirit is above science in chronic illness. I know that's a bold statement, but just, you know, it is what it is. Why can't we get people where we need to get who have, you know, multiple sclerosis? Why can't we get answers to what's causing MS?
Right.
Why can't we get answers to what's causing all these different things?
Yeah.
Because we don't have answers. And Spirit provided it, gave me the answers. It's in the book. And yes, it's Spirit versus science when it comes down to that.
I think it's wonderful that doctors are trusting you. And I'm sure that was a really, really difficult line for them to cross because, you know, doctors, they grew up with science and, you know, they're not very spiritual.
You know, doctors want people better. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we need doctors. That number one. I send people to doctors all the time.
Right.
You know, we need doctors. If your gallbladder is about to explode, you got to have a good surgeon.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I mean, without, you know, you break your legs and you need some really good, you need a really good doctor that knows how to set those legs right. Because we can't go back to 1860 and wrap your leg with a plank of wood and a twine.
Right.
We can't do that.
Right, exactly.
So, but doctors go into it. They go into this field because they care. They're in here. They care. They want people better. They got compassion. You know, the whole bit. Even doctors that have terrible bedside manner still went into this. You're giggling?
Yeah, exactly. I've experienced a lot of those. Yes.
Even doctors that have terrible bedside manner still have a heart, and they still want people better. They still want, you know, people to move forward with their health. Absolutely. So at the same time, you know, doctors have accepted what I've done since the beginning because there's always been some, you know, some doctors out there saying, hey, look, you know, I need help with this, or, you know, this is amazing. But it's been great to have that kind of connection with doctors all these years. I mean, for the last 30 years, I've had connection with doctors with this.
That's
awesome. Tell us a little bit more about you personally. I know that you're married. Yes. And was this your high school sweetheart or someone from a long time ago?
You know, yeah, we started early together. We've been together for a long time. She knew what she was getting into because I had to tell her, of course.
That's
and
so great.
She knew, you know, what we were getting into a long time ago. Yeah.
And you have kids?
No, I don't have kids, but it's possible we still may. And what happens is when you get lost in doing the work that you're doing and you don't set aside time for that, you know, it's one of these things where, okay, wait a minute, did how many years just went by? Uh-oh, we better make something happen.
Of course, sure. Yeah.
Now, was she with you in that moment with your dog, August?
She was. In fact... When I was out there and I knew I pushed it too far and I was about to drown because I had hypothermia coming in, hypothermia. And I knew that was it because Spirit said, you're done and you're not going back. You're not swimming back and you can't swim forward. You did it. You pushed it too far finally, you know. And so at that point, I decided to turn my head and look way out at the shore where she was standing. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I blew it. That's exactly. But like I said, I had like I was saying before, I had that argument Spirit at the point where I was just, it unleashed and I said, so that's what I deserve. So that's what I get. I can't even watch my own family, like my dog drowning. I can't even save my own family, but you want me to do this work my whole life. And I was so bitter at that. I was young and I was so bitter. So you want me to do this work forever like this, but you just let my dog drown like this. Mm-hmm. And Spirit gave me that ability to go down in the water and get the dog. An angel was summoned. An angel was underneath the water holding my dog.
Unbelievable.
I came to the surface with my dog, okay, and got to the shore due to Spirit. And when, like I said, when I crawled on that shore, and the thing is, when I crawled on that shore and dragged my dog on the shore, I was still a wreck because my dog looked like she died. There's no question. And until she came to life was when I turned around and I said, thank you, Spirit. And I said, I'm committed. I don't care what it takes.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
And can you use this gift on animals as well?
Or is it Yeah, I do it all the time.
Okay.
Of course, clients have animals and,
sure.
You know, if an animal is ailing with the client, then it doesn't help the client's health.
Right. For sure.
Kelly
and I are both extreme animal lovers.
Well, my dog came out of my vagina.
That's the word. The word's out.
That's it. It's my only vaginal birth. I mean, that's when you tell the story, I'm like tearing up about August. Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. It was a big point in my life.
So, well, is there, you know, as we're sort of wrapping up here, is there anything that you want to, you know, parting words about the book or anything you want people to know? And then also where they can find the book and everything like that?
You know, one of the things to know is that you can heal. It's possible. You know, if you haven't had luck and you've been to see a lot of different people, you can heal. It's in you. Just don't lose hope, whatever you do. Mm-hmm. And have compassion for yourself, because we tend to beat ourselves up when we're not well, and we're not well for a long time. And it's really difficult. And sure, if a medical professional said it was all in your head and that you're healthy or your anxiety is because of you or whatever it is that's occurred in your life, you just, you know, you pick things up and you fight for it, and you can heal, you can move forward. You know, I know that a lot of people have gone to great lengths to figure out why they have chronic sinus infections that torment them, and migraines, and why they have, you know, pains in their neck and pains in their back that doesn't make sense, and you know, and bad knees and neurological problems and everything else and different diagnoses. And I understand what you've been through. I understand what you're going through. I know. I've had to live seeing it my entire life. And I'm sorry you've had to even take this journey. But you can heal. You can move forward. You know, so I want you to keep the hope and keep the faith, and listen to yourself. And find others that will listen to you and validate things. That's critical. And that's some of the message I want to come across with, of course, because I want people to know that you can do this, you can heal.
And do you have a website for anybody to check you out?
Yeah, medicalmedium.com, medicalmedium.com. And you go there, you know, I offer a lot of information. So if you need to just tap into different kinds of things, Facebook page, you name it, we have, and we put out information. I'm on the Facebook page helping people. So it's there. So if you want to ever go, you can go and find us.
Absolutely. We've been listening to Anthony William, the author of Secrets Behind Chronic and Mystery Illness and How to Finally Heal.
It's a fabulous
medical
book.
Medium. So amazing. Anthony, we've enjoyed having you on more than you could ever know.
Yeah, and you're just such a great person, too.
You are. You're so delightful and fun and amazing. And, you know, I share that. My favorite word on the whole planet is compassion. So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's a great word.
When I work with couples and all that, it's like, you guys, fucking get over yourselves and try to be empathetic. Well,
you know what's funny is, you know, it's all about loving ourselves. You know, it's like the big thing, of course, is you got to love yourself, and that's true, but you got to have compassion for yourself. And that's the other side of it. There's two pieces of it. There's,
yes.
It's not just loving yourself and loving others, because there's people who love something and they don't love something anymore. And there's people who have loved others and don't love them anymore. So if the compassion is missing, that's when the love thing all falls apart.
Yes.
Yeah. That makes
well
sense.
Well said.
So yeah. It's those two pieces that have to be there, you know, love and compassion. They have to be one. So.
Well said. Thank you so much
for joining us,
Anthony. And hopefully we will be in touch
yes.
again, because we want to hear more about your other book, too.
Yes.
All kinds of things.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well,
it's an honor being here. It's an honor talking to you guys. And I love everybody. Bless you. Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.
That was so awesome. And next week, we have The Super Yogi Scenario by James Conner. That will be our guest next week. And again, we want to thank our sponsor, Kim Gold, who is the author of Gold Standard, How to Rock the World and Run an Empire. And she's just an all-around amazing
person.
Woman. Yeah, yeah.
So kind and just really business-minded. I love it.
Yeah, and people have to check out our website, docandtherapist.com.
Right.
docandtherapist.com.
Exactly. And on our Facebook page, the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show. And our Twitter is Doc and Therapist.
Do you have any fun things coming up for this week, Kelly?
Oh, my God. I'm, like, still obsessed with Anthony William. Like, I feel like I can't even, like, focus. I'm trying to think what else. Going to the chiropractor after this. Maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You also have got such great information about with your kids and
yes.
some of the things that they're going through. It's sort of
incredible.
Like a whole new path that you get to.
Fantastic. And I trust it 100%.
Now, yeah. It's interesting. Because I had low thyroid years ago,
you
but it's
did.
Never shown up on a test yet. So I'm going to look into what kinds of tests I need
For
to
sure.
get to actually see. Because that may, you know, even though I have so much energy most of the time. Doesn't mean that I'm not secretly tired a lot.
I feel like you are the type that would push through it. And I bet you if you had a normal thyroid, you'd be like 20 times more. But like you just push. I know you so well. So yeah.
And my mom had low thyroid.
She
was on synthetic thyroid forever.
Oh, Synthroid. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, something good for both of us to check out.
And so cool. All right. Well, thank you so much. You've been listening to the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show, and we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show, only on LA Talk Radio.